Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Way to sustain that note there.
Miles.
It's Miles the opera singer. Miles, I'm Miles.
Singing Moon, you know.
They call you the transatlantic cable layer. Miles and Miles.
Hey, I'm only a chair.
Yeah, you're right. Hey.
I wrote that.
You just wrote that?
Yeah.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
So
I'm going to put it out there. My story last week was lame. Miles gets all over me after the fact. Hey, that was really lame, man.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, well, I said, well, you should have said something.
But I didn't jump you during the show like you have to me in the past.
Yeah, I'm just getting all Mr., you know, I'm a nice guy. I'm not mean like you.
I'm for responsible broadcasting, that's why.
You're an ass.
That's right.
Yeah, I hear you. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, this weekend, right?
Yeah.
This has been like the month of visitors here at the house. You visited a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then this weekend we had some more visitors.
Uh-huh.
Which is really kind of an odd situation. These people that came to visit, right?
Right.
They came to visit because it's my wife's friend, right?
Right.
But the weird thing is, she's married to a guy that I went all through school with.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's a friend of mine, but, like, we never really, you know, hung out a lot or anything. We saw each other around and knew each other all our lives.
Right.
And would, you know, but, you know, it wasn't like a guy I would call to go, you know, shoot pool or whatever.
For sure.
So, it's just kind of weird to think that, like, after all, so then, like, we went through grade school, middle school, high school together. And then, you know, you kind of go on your way. And then, like, 15 years later, after high school, or 10 years or whatever it was, ended up back at a wedding for another mutual friend. And then our wives kind of started talking, and they've been going and doing stuff. So they're here, so it's really kind of weird for me all these years later to see this guy I went to first grade with.
But, like, you were never, like, super close, right?
No, but, I mean, you know, actually, after high school, we didn't totally, he stuck around. We went, you know, done stuff, but it wasn't like I was always over at the guy's house or something.
Which,
you know,
means you probably didn't smoke pot with them or something.
I can't remember.
Or, you know, ball some chick in his mom's bathroom or something.
No, I don't think that I ever did that at his parents' house, no.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, we got drunk and, you know, did crazy stuff. But that wasn't, like, the original intent of the evening.
Yeah.
But it ended up that way, you know.
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of things, you know, where
right.
you kind of go out with friends and then right. end of the night happens and you're just doing nutty, crazy stuff. That kind of thing.
Right.
You know, he was a good driver.
Right.
Even when he was drinking.
Oh, there you go.
For the most part.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, so it's kind of weird, you know, after all these years to have this person here, and to think really the reason that he's here is not because he and I talk to each other so much.
Oh, I see.
As much as our wives talk to each other.
The women.
The women.
Yeah.
So the women had this function to go to. Now,
yeah.
Actually, your wife is involved in this cult, I will call it.
Yeah.
The cult of the scrapbooking.
Right.
They went to the scrapbooking thing, which is really analogous to, you know, like the ham radio club for guys or something.
Right.
It's like a bunch of nerdy women get together and cut things out and put them on a piece of paper.
It's like that's like a Star Trek convention a little bit, isn't it?
A little bit, right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like a Star Trek convention.
I mean, I've never been to one.
I have never either, but they wanted to do this, so then he and I were stuck with all the kids.
Oh, there you go.
So I got two kids, and he's got two kids.
Oh, boy.
So it was like, you know, well, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
With all these kids.
Did you play the kids, like, old episodes of our shows and stuff?
No, I didn't. I don't think that'd go over too well. And actually, his kids are probably closer in age to your kids. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, my wife said, here, you can take him to this children's museum, right?
Right.
And so she set me up with the instructions and everything. And so I said, hey, we'll go to the children's museum, go get some lunch, you know. Come back home, and you know, thank God it was raining all day on Saturday. That just helped tremendously.
Right.
But so we decided to do this, and so we're driving over to this place, and it's not in St. Louis. It's in a little town called. It's not a little town, but a town called Edwardsville.
Yeah.
And so we're driving to this children's museum in Edwardsville, and along the main road there, we're seeing these signs for Astronomy Day.
Okay.
And so we start making fun of Astronomy Day.
Yeah.
And it turns out Astronomy Day was at the Children's Museum. So we get there.
Hey, and Frank, remember that day I saw Uranus?
Yeah.
Like, were you guys being all kooky like that?
No.
Oh.
We weren't being like that.
Yeah, in front of the kids, you know.
No, but we were just, you know, oh, great. Let's go to the Astronomy Day. It'll be fun, you know.
Yeah.
And so, so we were, like, making fun of the people who would go to Astronomy Day, basically.
Right.
So we get there, and it's Astronomy Day. And I'm like, oh, crap. So there's all these geeks with their telescopes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the Children's Museum. So we walk in and get, you know, situated because it's not free.
Right.
And you go into the first area, and they've kind of got stuff blocked off, and there's all these telescopes. And I'm talking, like, you know, things where you can see, you know, Pluto kind of telescopes.
Wow.
These huge reflecting mirror telescopes that cost like $1 bazillion. And they got them set out in the Children's Museum with all these kids running around.
Oh, great.
So there's all these nerdy guys spazzing out, you know, and there's all this like police tape everywhere.
They're running.
I ground that mirror myself.
Oh, jeez.
So we go around to the other things and I've been out with my kids, but generally speaking, we go out and it's kind of like less busy.
Yeah.
Not so crowded. And then we really don't interact with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
So the weird thing was my son is a little bully.
What?
Yes.
I would not get that from your son.
I know, but we're out there and he's like playing with something.
Yeah.
And somebody gets even close to him and he goes, no! And he grabs a hold of him and shakes him and punches him.
What?
I don't understand. It's crazy.
This is not your kid I saw.
I know. He's a quiet little kid that sits and plays, you know.
He's like a little wallflower. He just sits there.
I know, but he get him out there and these people just set him off.
And he's kicking kids' asses.
Yeah, and these kids aren't, like, he's just not even 2 years old.
Yeah.
And these kids are like, you know, grade school kids.
Hey, man, that kid just told me.
Yeah, he's like punching them and yelling at them and get away. And then he walks up to this Lego table thing.
Oh, no.
And this one kid's playing real nice. Yeah. And he just grabs the cars out of his hands.
Oh,
and
geez.
Starts to go, hey, you know, what are you doing? I've never had to deal with this.
Really?
So, yeah, I was just all freaked out with all these telescopes.
I would really not guess this from any of your kids, man.
Well, no, but generally he's a fairly good kid, you know?
None of your kids seem very well behaved. And
right. We have the ritual beatings around here to keep him well behaved.
Yeah.
But no, he was just like a little terror.
Right.
Now, he wasn't like going out of his way, except for whenever he wanted to do something, he wanted to do it now.
Right.
And it didn't matter who was there, you know?
Right.
But I mean, he's just a little bitty tiny guy, and so it really was ridiculous. But they would leave, so it was effective.
You take out a high school kid.
Yeah, hey! If he actually could pronunciate something more than just yelling no, I suppose.
Yeah.
He could say something like, hey, astronomy guy, get the hell out of here or something. So then all these people are milling around, and then they do this drawing, and, like, the place drains to one room to draw some telescope or something. It was a little bit bizarre, I must say. I wasn't really thrilled about it. But then the other weird thing was this lady set up her exhibit. They had, like, things like 3D pictures of Mars and weird things like that. And it was right in front of this area for the kids to play. And, like, I paid to get in there, right?
Right.
And so...
Which is totally unusual.
Right, well...
You pay to go to anything.
Well, we did, you know...
You are so cheap, it's unbelievable.
That's true.
I just want to preface this story a little bit.
So,
go ahead.
So we... my daughter wanted to get in there. It was an exhibit about... she's been there before, evidently. I know she has been. My wife told me. They went, and so... It had, like, human body stuff. Like they had where you could pull the guts out of the guy.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Yeah.
And they all fit back in there. Well, the lady was blocking it, and she wanted to get in there, and you could put on lab coats and everything.
Right.
And so, I mean, she had, like, all her stuff piled up in the doorway.
Uh-huh.
And so she's, like, bugging me. Daddy, Daddy, I want to go into the doctor's thing. I want to go to the doctor's thing.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, all right. You know, I'm trying to, hoping that she'll forget, right?
Right.
Because I really don't want to talk to this person.
Yeah.
But she doesn't, and so I, you know, all right. So I go up to the lady, I said, you know, the kids would like to get back in there and play with that stuff. And so we basically put them over her stuff, like handed them over and set them down into this area. And they played there for like a half an hour. But then some little kid, then of course that attracts other little kids, right? They're
right.
All like ants on a carcass or something.
Who wants to play
with
the small intestine.
Right. So this kid comes and he just drops down, goes under the table, and then dives over her stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, knocks it all over the place.
Oh, Jesus.
So then after my kids are done and my friend's kid, they're done, and we go someplace else. We come back around, and there's all this yellow tape all over the door and stuff.
They put the police tape up.
Yeah, they put the police tape up.
No more.
That whole exhibit for the rest of the... By asking, because nobody else is going back there, and I'm like, you know, hey, the kids would really like to go in there, and, you know. I couldn't believe it. I pulled a Miles there.
What?
I paid full price to get all the exhibits.
Yeah, you're right. I would have.
You would have been all over that faster than me.
I
was like, I don't want to do that.
See, I can only get like that when my wife's not around, though.
Oh, really? Why? Because she gets all upset?
Like, no, she's always like, no, don't.
See, my wife would have got there faster.
No.
I hesitated, but then, you know, my daughter, and so.
Yeah.
You know, you feel compelled.
Yeah.
Even if your son's being a little ass, you know, and bullying all the rest of the kids around, you still feel compelled to get them what they want, so.
See, aren't you glad?
I am. I had a great time.
Yeah, see?
They pulled every organ out of that body, and the head, like, splits apart. They split apart the head.
Dad, what's this guy's two marbles here? What's that? Nothing.
They were holding things up, and I had no idea. I'm like...
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
There I go. I think that's the
I lost
spleen.
Those right after I got married, honey.
Yeah. Your mom's got those at the scrapbooking thing in a box. I believe she's going to put them in a picture frame on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So call it Nards.
Nards are us.
So, yeah, I had a good weekend. I found out my... child's a bully, and I don't know what to do about it. And
well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, boy, he's a real prick. No!
I guess that kid didn't say, like, one sound when I was there. Like,
yeah, maybe you intimidated him, you know.
He's just all, you know, taking it all in. Like,
he looks up as, like, all belly. It's like looking
maybe.
It's like looking into a black hole.
Are you my daddy's twin? Right?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
All I kept hearing afterwards was, I'm glad that guy didn't touch me.
That's nice.
I'm just joking.
That's nice.
So what's going on with you?
You know, we haven't had a good Walmart story in at least a week or two. I figured we're, you know, we either have McDonald's or Walmart stories on the show. So I think I should give equal time here. You know, I don't know, not about you, but up here they've put in these new, you know, do-it-yourself lanes.
At the Walmart?
Yeah.
Really? I've never seen one of those at a Walmart.
I mean, I don't know, some chains have, like Kmart, you know, has them a little bit. But you know what I'm talking about.
I do understand, yes.
You scan your
I love them. It's the most fantastic invention since, you know, the debit card.
I'm so Polish that I don't really like to use them.
I can imagine. I love to use those things. And
I'm very intimidated by it. I will not use it by myself.
Why are you so intimidated by these things?
I don't know. I'm just afraid I'm going to make a mistake and lights will go on.
They're going to charge me like $1,000 for a tube of caulk.
Like, you know, some high school dropout's going to come over there and tell me how stupid I am.
Sir, please.
I can't deal with it, you know.
We're not looking for DNA sample. Please put your pants back up.
Well, I'm just about finished. Hold on.
Sorry, I have uncontrollable urges when you say put it in the slot.
But we didn't have that much, but my wife got some kind of little cookbook.
Goes all the way back to the days of my dad hiding his bill phone on vacation.
Yeah, basically. I get
hot when you have to slide credit cards through cracks.
Easy, Blue. So but my wife, she scans this cookbook, and it says something like age restricted.
Yeah.
And I go, let me see this cookbook. What's this about? It's just, you know, some, you know, low calorie or fat, right, you know, cooking.
How to make titty cakes.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, guide to white trash cooking. I don't know what the hell.
Hey, honey, why are you getting this cookbook, How to Make Titty Cakes? What's up with that?
Low-carb diet and the Kama Sutra. So, like, she clears it out, she scans it, sure enough, it says, like, age-restricted on it. And now we're really feeling dirty. You know, lights are coming on. And, you know, people are coming over. Very embarrassing. And they did clear it off. I don't know what the problem was, but it was very humbling and embarrassing.
So you actually screwed up your courage to use the self-check.
Yeah.
And then you get busted for your titty cake cookbook.
Yeah, you know, had I known that was a crime to get that, I wouldn't have got
it. Hey, honey, we need this. It says cherries aren't the best nipple for a cake. I always thought a gumdrop would do, but here's a better recipe.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, go figure, yeah.
To get a naturally red nipple.
Flint, so, you know.
Cherries make bleeding nipples. If you don't want bleeding nipples. So the whole box of condoms that you had and the anal lube and
you know, the Astroglide went right through, you know.
Well, we'll just be canceling out the titty cake cookbook and I'll be keeping all the rest of my accoutrements there.
Yeah. We just really want this. So, I won't be using this machine anymore.
Because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It caused a lot of embarrassment. I mean, why?
What, who cares? They come on over and they look at you, and who cares?
It's a cookbook. It shouldn't be age-restricted. I'm sorry, but it shouldn't be.
Maybe it was like cooking for old people.
I don't know what.
Like how to cook shoes and things. And so it was really bland cooking.
No, I don't know.
So therefore, it was restricted to, like, only AARP members or something.
I don't know. It was just really weird, though. Why would that be?
I have no idea.
Why would it? What's wrong with the cookbook, man?
Maybe they had, you know.
Cooking in the nude.
Yeah. Good bet.
Attention, don't try bacon, though.
That's right. That was your joke last week about me making bacon in the nude.
Yeah, I know. I love that joke.
You're all over that.
Yeah, I know. It's an old joke, but a well-used joke.
Maybe it was a placenta cookbook.
I don't know. I'm going to read this thing after I hang up with you.
It's the Beelzebub cookbook.
I don't know. What's that about?
No. It was from Twilight Zone. How to Serve Man.
Yeah.
It's a cookbook.
This really tall dude came out.
I'm sorry, sir. That's you know, age restricted, as well as earth restricted. Sorry.
Cooking with human fluids.